There were five of them. They were bent and moved slowly. We did give ourselves away up there, and somebody was watching. Doge!
Waste of breath. The Swordmaster was headed downhill already.
Tobo and Goda were right behind him, which did nothing for Sara's nerves. I rushed forward, caught the boy.
You stay back. But Sleepy!
You want to debate it with Runmust and Iqbal? He did not want to argue with the large Shadar gentleman. I did not want to argue with the troll. I let her go. She might be more intimidating than Doge, anyway. He was just one old man with a sword. She was a vicious old woman with a virulent tongue. I checked my battered old short sword. That was going to perform wonders if they climbed over Uncle Doge. Then I headed downhill myself. Sara accompanied me. The old men in brown looked at Doge and Goda. Doge and Goda looked at them. Those five men looked like they had been cast in the same mold, being nearly as wide as they were tall and very long in the tooth. One of the natives said something rapid in a liquid tongue. The cadence was unusual, but the words sounded vaguely familiar. I did catch the phrase, "Children of the Dead." Doge replied at length in Yuangbo, which included the formulas, "The Land of Unknown Shadows," and "All evil dies there in endless death." The old men seemed hugely puzzled by Doge's accent, but recognized those phrases well enough to become visibly agitated. I could not tell if that was a positive sign or not. Mother Goda began muttering the incantation that included calling the heaven and the earth and the day and the night, and that excited the old men even more. Sara told me, "Evidently the language has changed a great deal since the children of the dead ran away." It took me a moment to understand that she was translating what Doge had said in an aside to Goda. There was a stream of chatter from the old men, all apparently in the form of pointed questions that Doge could not answer. Sara said, "They seem to be extremely worried about someone they keep calling that devil dog Marika Montera. Also, about the pupil of this monster, a supposed future grandmaster. Apparently the two were driven into exile together." "Marika Montera would be Long Shadow. We know there was a time when he used the name Maricha Mantara Dumraksha. He sent an agent named Ashutosh Yaksha to live among the Nuangbo in an effort to find and steal the key that we've brought with us, the golden pickaxe." Uncle Doge chided.
"Sleepy, these old men don't speak Taglian or Dejagoran, but there's still a chance that they might recognize our version of names they fear and hate just a whole hell of a lot. Right now they're clamoring for answers about one Akos Tosiak Shah. It sounds like Long Shadow and Shadow Spinner, before they were exiled, were the last of a race of outsider sorcerers who enslaved these people's forefathers. Through their ability to manipulate killer shadows, they summoned from the plane.
Wouldn't you know? They brought their business with them. Tell these guys whatever they need to know. Tell them the truth. Tell them who we are and what we intend to do, and what we've already done to their buddies Long Shadow and Shadow Spinner.
We might be wise to find out a little more about them before we become completely..."